We're up to Daf Nun Ches. Let's just review very quickly what we know from the Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis. And we're talking about Medida. And we're trying to measure the Tchum outside the boundaries of the city 2,000 Amma for Tchum Shabbos. And now the Mishnah requires a Chevel, a rope. We'll see different types of ropes that the Gemara is going to suggest, and the rope has to be 50 amma long, not less and not more. And the Gemara is going to derive this from Psukim. And each person on the two sides of the rope who's holding on to the rope will be holding the rope In the requirement of the Mishnah. The Medida requires that each person hold the rope at about chest level, and they stretch the rope across 50 amma. And if they get to a ravine, which is a deep ditch, or they get to a kind of a gader, let's say stones that fell, then the Mishnah has a concept called Mavlio, which we discussed yesterday. And that is that he doesn't have to measure the entire depth or the height. He just stands with another person. The two people stand on two sides of the ravine, each one holding the rope that's 50 amma long at chest level. And that's called Mavlio. And then the Mishnah says, Chozer L'Midaso. After he does that Medida, he continues to do the Medida beyond, on the other side of the ravine. And now we're up to the Daf for today. That's Nun Ches Amud Aleph, the second half of the Mishnah. Ubilvad Shelo Yetze Chutz L'Tchum. In other words, in the course of the Medida, and the Gemara is going to explain why, it's very important that he doesn't go outside of the Tchum. He doesn't go beyond the 2,000 Amma. And we're afraid that people might suspect that part where he's standing, which is beyond the Tchum of Shabbos, and he's measuring from there, that's included in the Tchum. Now, the Mishnah goes on to say, Eino Yochel Lav Leo. Let's say, for example, the width between the two sides of this ravine, is more than 50 amma. And if that be the case, then even if they were to stand on two sides of the ravine, that would still be not sufficient, because somebody's going to fall down inside. So what do we do in that case? Is Bazu Omar Rabbi Dostoy Bar Yana Bishum Rabbi Meir Shamati Shemakadrim Behorim. And what that means is that there's some process called Kidur that's going to replace the process of Mavlio. And what that means is that we're going to actually, I'll explain it, and then I'll try to translate it literally. So after we understand what it is conceptually, we'll fit it back into the language of Makadrin. Basically, what we're doing is we're going down into the ravine, or let's say in the case of Rabbi Meir, we're talking about Harim, we're talking about the heights of mountains. Now, if he were to measure the exact height of the mountain going up all the way to the top and then going down on the other side, that would give him an expanded medida, and that would mean that he's kind of limiting the Tchum Shabbos, because there's an inverse relationship. The more the medida goes up, then the more the Tchum Shabbos that you're allowed to walk in goes down. So that's an inverse relationship. So they gave him a kula, and that's called makadrin.
And in this case, instead of taking a chevel that's 50 amma long, which is classic medida measuring, but in this case of Makadrin, they allow for a chevel that is only 4 amos long. And that itself would not necessarily give you any less of a tchum, or shall I say, less of a medida and therefore more of a tchum. But what they allow is, in the case of Makadrin, is that, let's say Reuven is holding on to the chevel that's 4 amos long, and he's standing on the bottom of the guy, or let's say he's standing at the bottom of the slope of the mountain as we go up. Shimon is standing a little bit higher on the slope of the mountain. Reuven is going to hold it at chest level, and Shimon is going to be holding it at feet level. He's going to like bend over and pick up the chevel. Now, in such a way, you're really shortening the medida, which again means expanding the tchum, because what you're knocking out is the slope of let's call it a 90-degree angle, if both Reuven and Shimon were to hold that 4 amma long chevel at chest level. By allowing Shimon, in this case, to pick up the chevel at foot level, then you're getting more of a straight line. And obviously the shortest line between the shortest distance between two points is going to be a straight line. So you're really cutting down the medida and therefore expanding the tchum. Now, of course, Shimon is going to now pick up this chevel. Maybe Reuven is going to run around and pick it up 4 amos later, but Shimon is now going to lift it up to his chest level, because they're going up the slope of the mountain, such that Shimon would now pick it up at his feet level. And this goes on and on and on. So that's the kula called Makadrin Baharim, which is quoted here in the Mishnah in the name of Rabbi Meir. And now we get back to the literal translation of the word Makadrin. Makadrin means we would drill a hole straight through the mountain. Now, obviously, if you have a mountain that's got a real tall slope, if you were to punch a hole straight through the mountain, you're going to get a relatively short measurement compared to the going up the entire slope of the mountain and then going down the slope of the mountain. And if I understand correctly, the word Mahadrin, that term is being, Makadrin here, is being used as a message that conveys the idea that we're going to be more lenient. Again, the leniency is not actual Makadrin, meaning if we could imagine Makadrin, which would really basically mean you would measure the foot of the mountain from one side to the other, that would give you a really short measurement, a very limited measurement. That far we're not going to go, as we said before. It's just a matter of going these, you know, with this rope of 4 amos, and this fellow is holding it at chest level, the other fellow at foot level. That's the kula. But we use the word Makadrin to demonstrate, to convey the message that this is a great leniency, because as we said before, he's cutting out the medida of the slope of the mountain. The Gemara asks me, Nonimili, how do we know that this rope for medida has to be 50, exactly 50 amma long? Omar Avyud Omar Rav. The Omar Kro, with regard to measurements of the Chatzar HaMishkan, which we discussed earlier in this Masechta regarding the shear of a karpaf, the Torah says it's Orach HaChotzer Mea B'yama V'Rochav Chamishim B'Chamishim. Now notice, there's a strange syntax here. The Pasuk should have said that the Orach is Mea Amo and the Rochav is Chamishim Amo. Instead it says Chamishim B'Chamishim. That when you measure that Chamishim of the width of the Chatzar Mishkan, you do it Be, meaning with 50. What does it mean, with 50? Amar Torah with a chevel, a rope of chamishim amma midod. Use that to measure it. So again, that extra word bechamishim is telling you bechevel shel chamishim, that you should use a rope for measurement that is 50 amma long. The Gemara says, wait a minute, I need the word bechamishim for another derivation. Mi boile litol chamishim ulesabev chamishim. And now the Gemara is alluding to the sugya back of on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis of the shear of a karpaf. If you recall, the shear of the karpaf is 70 and 2/3 amma square. And the Torah is telling us, how do you measure that from the Chatzara Mishkan? That's called Litol Chamishim Ulesabev Chamishim. What we want to do is, we want to make a square out of the Chatzara Mishkan. Now, how do we make a square out of a rectangle? Because the Orech here is 100 Amma, so you have an extra 50 Amma above and beyond the measurement of the Rochav of the width. So we do what's called Mesababim Ba'es Bahemes HaRochav. In other words, we take the extra 50 Amma of the Orech, and we place it in little strips of 10 amma of width around the 50 amma. And what we end up with is 70 and 2/3 amma square. But in any event, the bottom line is that we need the word bachamishim to teach me lesabev chamishim in order to measure the shear of a karpaf. So the Gemara answers no. The word chamishim is going to teach me mesavev chamishim, but the word bechamishim, meaning the extra beis, in kein lemakra chamishim chamishim, that take 50-50, my chamishim bechamishim, shamet minotarta, the extra beis teaches me a second halacha, namely that the chevel that you use for medidas has to have the length of 50 amma. Lo pochos velo yose, tana. We learned in a braisa, lo pachos mitpnei shemarbe. If you use a rope that's left less than 50 amma, it's a small rope, then what's going to happen is they're going to sort of stretch the smaller rope, and that extra pressure, that extra what's called nimtach, that extra metach, is going to give you a larger medida, and as we said before, if you have a larger medida, then you get a lesser tchum, a shorter tchum. So you're cheating yourself if you use a smaller rope, because you end up with a smaller tchum. But lo yoser, if he uses a rope that's more than 50 avim, b'tnei shememait, then what's going to happen is, if the rope is more than 50 amma, then it's going to start, you know, twirling around and doubling over in the middle of this loose kind of long rope. And you're not going to be able to pull it, that's called meticha, to stretch it in the appropriate way. And therefore, what's going to happen is, you're going to get a medida which is less than chamishim amma. And that means that you're really, in effect, you are, just one second, let me get the cheshbon again. If you're limiting the tchum. So in the first case, when it's a smaller, shorter rope, then you're expanding the tchum. Why? Because you're able to be motach the chevel, and therefore you're going to get a larger medida, more than 50 amma. Because every single time you use the shorter rope, so you do a shorter rope of 25 amma, then another rope of 25 amma, and at the end, your lefisha chevel katzer nimtach yoser mi-chevel aroch, so there's going to be an extra meticha, val yidei ken misrabes midoso yoser mi-chamishim amma. So you'll end up with a mida that's more than chamishim amma. And that's called being marbe the tchum. And velo yoser, and if it's a larger, a longer rope, then mipnei shememait, then he is going to be memait, and it's going to be less than 50 amos. So he's going to have less of a tchum of Shabbos. And we want to get the exact tchum of Shabbos. Omer Rav Asi, ein modedim, what is this chevel? What is this chevel made up? What material makes this rope? Chevel shel afars af sakimo. What's afar sakimo? Okay, Omer Rav Yaba Nargila. Now we know it's a Nargila. That's great. But my Nargila, what is Nargila? Omer Rav Yaakov, dikla dechad nivora. On the bottom of the palm tree, there is a certain kind of a, almost like a rope that goes around, it grows and it wraps around the bottom of the dekel, of this date tree. Ika diamri, others say my afsakima, Rabbi Yama Omar, Nagila, Rabbi Yaakov Omar, Dikla dechad navra. Okay, so the Gemara comes to the same conclusion, just with a different presentation. Tanya, Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Ein lecha sheyofel medina yosef mishal shalol shel barzel. If you want to choose the perfect material for measurement, you would use a metal chain, because in the case of metal chain, you don't have that extra element of called mesicha, you know, whether or not you're stretching it too far, because it's not stretchable, it's metal. Aval manasa shari yamomra Torah, the Torah tells us in Sefer Zechariah, uviyado chevel mida. So the word for the mida has to be done through what's called, in this word, is chevel. And chevel, whatever it's made up of, it's certainly not made up of metal. In other words, a chain of metal is not called a chevel. So the Gemara asks, Vaksiv, with regard to measuring the Beis HaMikdash, in the prophecy, the vision of Yechezkel HaNovi, it says, Ubiyad ha'ish knei hamida. So now, we have a different word that the Tanakh is using for mida. It's not a chevel, as it was in Sefer Zechariah, but rather it's a knei, a kana. A kana is a reed, which is almost like a wooden branch, so to speak. So the Gemara answers, ahu lisare. The kana is used for a medida of the width of the entranceways, the gateways into the Beis HaMikdash. And that's where Yechezkel Novi is referring to the Beis HaMikdash. The entire vision of Yechezkel is about measuring the Beis HaMikdash. And we had to measure the width of the sha'arim of the gates. And we would measure it, says Yechezkel, with a kana. But that's the exception to the rule. The general rule, as far as all other measurements is concerned, we use a chevel, as we saw in Zechariah Novi. Tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef had a braisa. Shlosha chavolim heim. The word chevel really encompasses three different subcategories of a rope made of three different substances. One chevel is shel magog. Magog is a reference to the kanim, the reeds of Yamsuf. The second category of chevel is shel netzer, which is made of the leaves of a netzer. Netzer is what we call on Sukkot an arava. And the arava, you know, is made up of two parts. It's got the stem and it has the leaves. And what you do is you remove the leaves and you're left with the stem. That stem is called netzer. And the third chevel is pishtan, is made of flax or linen. Now, each one of these various categories and materials that are used for chavolim have a different function. We have three different functions of a rope. The first one, which is called shel magog, is lepara. That within the process, the ritual of Sreifas HaPara, the Mishnah says in the third parak of Masechta Para, Kifasua, they would tie down the Para, and the Mishnah says, Bechevel HaMagog, as we said before, that was made of Knei Suf. Okay. Then we get to the second category. Unasanua al gabi marochta. Oh, okay. After they tied up the para, then they did what they had to do for the sreifas hapara, the mitzvah, the ritual of sreifas hapara, and they put it on the fire. Now, there's a long discussion here, Rashi and Tosfos, about why the specific material for the chevel of the paraduma was magog. Rashi says because magog is not makabel tuma, and all the maisim of paraduma have to be done betara. Tosfos adds another element to the equation that, in truth, even the other categories of chevel are not makabel tuma. And the reason for that is because a chevel, as opposed to a beged, is not tovui v'arug, right? It's not woven. So the reason why in paraduma they dafka singled out this kind of chevel of magug, says Tosfos, is because the min itself is eino roi l'kabel tuma, which means that even if it would have been tavui v'arug, it would not be makabel tumah. Now, the second category of chevel, which is made of nitzarim, as we said, that comes from an arava tree, is that's used for to tie the begadim of the sota during the process of hashkas sota. They would loosen her begadim, but in order to make sure that they didn't fall down, because that would not be proper, so they tied the beged on top of her chest with a chevel, with a rope. Again, that's after they loosened her beged on top. This now we learned in the Mishnah in Sota, the achakach, meaning after they loosened her beged, mevi chevel ad mitzri, and the word mitzri means shel nitzarim in this context. And that's what the rope was. V'koshol amalami dadeh, and before the kohen would rip her clothing, which is all part of the process of humiliating her so that she would admit her guilt, they would tie it together on top so that it wouldn't fall down. And finally, the third category of a chevel is shel pishton le medida. That was for measuring measurements, three different measurements. One is Tchum Shabbos, that's our sugya. Then we have Tchum Arei Miklat. And finally, we have Medida of Egla Rufa, when you measure from the city to the corpse. Now the Mishnah says, Oye Modeid Vehigia Legei Legai O Legoder Mavlio Vechosel Midoso. And the Gemara is Medaik now from the Mishnah, Midetani. Since it says in the Mishnah that after he was Mavlio, it says Choser Limidoso, what is this Mishnah trying to convey when it says that after the Medida Yechoser Limidoso, Michlal, it's coming to teach us the case of Im Eino Yochel Lehavlio, which means that if the guy or the goder at that point, which is outside the city limits, has a width of more than 50 amma, such that you cannot use the chevel, which is only 50 amma, to measure it. And the Mishnah says, Mavlio. So what's Mavlio if the width, the opening of the ditch is more than 50 amma, you can't use this chevel, is holech lemakom sheyachol avlio. And what that means is that this ditch becomes more narrow as you move away from the city, towards the right or towards the left. right? So if you would draw a straight line from the last homes on the outer boundary of the city, a straight line to this gay, you would end up, or guy, you would end up with a guy that's more than 50 amah long. But if you turn to your right, for example, and you walk at a certain distance, at that point, the ditch becomes more narrow, and then you could use your chevel, and you could measure from one side of the ditch to the other side of the ditch, which is called mavlio. However, Tsofer, he always has his eyes focused keneged midoso, meaning to that point, which is right outside the city, at the Sfas HaBor, at the Sfas HaGai, meaning before he falls into the ravine, so to speak. You know, it's at that point, he, after he does the medida on the side that we spoke about, he looks towards the point. He's now on the other side of the ravine, and he looks at the point where he couldn't cross the ravine, which was right outside the city limits, and he walks to that point, which would be a straight line from the city over the ravine that's more than 50 amma. And that, from that point on, he picks up his medida and goes on. And that's called Sofer Keneged Midasa. The Gemara now quotes a braisa to support this interpretation of the Mishnah. Tanina Lohad Tan Rabbanan. The Mishnah is telling us that which is embellished, or shall we say, spelled out more specifically in a braisa. Hayam Modeid Vigia Hamida Lagai. As he's measuring straight out of the boundaries, the outer boundaries of the city, he's walking, let's say, you know, whatever direction he's walking, it doesn't matter, and he gets to the guy. Im yochol lav lio bechevel shal kamishim amah mavlio. If the width of the opening of the guy is up to but not more than 50 amah, then he simply stands on one side of the guy, has his friend stand on the other side of the guy, and they measure 50 am across the guy, v'im lav. But if, on the other hand, the width of the ditch is more than 50 am, is then a holech lemokum sheyochel lavlio. He walks, again, I'll give the example, towards the right, until he gets to a point where the ditch is more narrow, and mavlio, and that's where he does the mavlio. Mavlio means that the depth of the ravine is just swallowed up as if it didn't exist because he's going on ground level, surface level. And then v'tsofer v'chozer l'midoso. And then he takes a look, a gaze, to see at what point did he stop his medida because he couldn't traverse a guy that had a rochav of more than 50 amah, and then picking it up directly across, a straight line across, a beeline across on the other side of the guy, and that's where he picks up his medida. Vim haya gai mi'ukam. The Brisa continues and tells us, what about a case where, if let's say you're outside the limits of the city, and let's say you draw a straight line, for argument's sake, we'll call it going north-south. And now, as you're going, let's say, to the east, you end up at a guy. And at this point, the guy is more than 50 amma wide, so you can't use the havlah system. So you start walking to the side, and guess what? This ditch now takes a turn going backwards in the direction you came from, meaning the direction of the city. And at that point, when it makes that turn, that's called me'ukam, right? It goes in a semicircle, so to speak. At that point, he can measure it with the chevel of 50 amma because the ditch got wider on his flank on the right. You know, let's say calling it going from east to west. So in such a case, the Braisa says that we're not going to allow you to use the Havla method of having someone stand on both sides of the ravine, which is now at this point narrow, because again, that's not a really fair medida in that sense, because, you know, you want to get a medida in the direction of north-south, so to speak. But rather, we're going to allow you with a lesser leniency, and that's called makdir viola makdir viyoret. And if you recall, the concept of makdir means that we have a rope of four amos, and we start going down, and we're going to allow you to be modeid with a measurement of four amos, a hevel of four amos, and you go from the beginning of this gay down into the gay, and eventually what's going to happen is you get to the bottom of the ravine. There's a like a flat area before you start going up on the other side. So the, you know, each one of the people are holding it, this one at his chest level, this one at his feet level, and we keep going down, down, down until we get to the bottom. And when we get to the bottom, we're going to measure it chest against chest on an even level. And then we start going up again to the other side of the ravine, climbing up. And again, we're going to use the makdir method with the four-armor rope. And this guy is holding it connected to his chest, and this guy connected to his feet. The Braisa goes on to tell him, higia lekosel. What happens if he's measuring outside the city and he comes smack up against a wall? Ein omrim yikov hakosel. We're not going to ask him to somehow climb up the wall. The wall is very steep. Ela omdo vaholichlo. This is the first time that we've ever encountered the possibility of medida, which is based on an evaluation. You know, you look at it with your eyes and you evaluate what is the width of this kosel without having to use a chevel at all. So you get to this kosel. There's no way that you can climb up and down the kosel and do this medida. So instead, what we're going to do is we're going to imagine the thickness of the kosel. And we're not going to, you know, force him to set up a ladder, so to speak, and climb the ladder up the kosel and then down the kosel with another ladder on the other side. But omdo means he just simply evaluates it. In other words, what would be the size of the, you know, the chevel that would take me from one side of the coastal to the other side of the coastal? So the Gemara is not happy with this. Vanantnan, our Mishnah says that if he comes up against this ditch, then mavlio v'chozel imidoso, that he has to be matriach himself, and he's got to do this havlo, which means he's got to take the chevel on two sides of the ditch and measure the distance between one side and the other side. So why should there be mekil in the case of a kosel? So the Gemara explains very well. We could have already anticipated the answer of the Gemara on our own. Hasam, in the case where you hit a mountain that goes up or something along that line, is nichat hashmishte. If the drop is not totally steep, like in the case of a kosel, then we could imagine that he uses the slope and he goes down and measures the down of the slope. Again, we're going to give the various kulas that we had. In the case of a guy, we gave him the kula of havla. In the case of a mountain, we gave him the kula of kidur. But the chachamim never allowed any sort of leniency which would completely circumvent the entire requirement of medida. Hacha, but here the chachamim had to give you another option other than measuring it. Why delo nicha tashmishte? There's no possibility in a kosel that stands vertical that you would somehow, set up a rope on two sides of the kosel or start climbing up the kosel and going down on the other side. It's impossible. So here the chacham came up with a new kula with regard to a kosel. They gave you umdana. Umdana means you're allowed to just imagine or evaluate in your mind how thick this wall would be. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel lo shanu. When did the chachamim allow you to do this kidur in the case of a gay, a guy that's more than 50 amos long? Elo she'ein chut hamishkolos yored kenegdo. Now, what we have here is a person that's standing almost at the svas hagai, almost at the upper lip of this ravine. He's actually four amos away from the lip of the ravine. If he would drop let's say a rope, and on the bottom of the rope he has a weight, that's called a mishkoles. Now, what happens when he drops the mishkoles? There are two possible scenarios. One is the scenario on the top of Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis, if you'll open up for a second, and that's called Aval Chut HaMishkoles Yored Kenegdo. In other words, when you would lower this rope, which is again a four amah distance from where you're standing at the Sfas HaRavine, right, then it would reach a straight line and the mishkoles would land on the bottom. Straight on the bottom. That's scenario number two. Scenario number one, which is here on the bottom of Nun Ches Amid Aleph, which is called Ein Chut HaMishkolos Yored Kenegdo, means that when he drops this weight, it will not be a straight line that will reach the bottom of the ravine. And the difference in halacha is the following. That if this ravine is not so steep, and that's called Ein Chut HaMishkolos Yored Kenegdo, because the Chut HaMishkolos is going to be a little bit further in, so it means that there's more of a gradual slope. Then, in such a case, what we're going to say is that he says the following, Sheshipu Agei Eino Zokov Koka, it's not so steep, and therefore Noach Lahaloch Bo, V'kasher Mishalshalim Chut HaMishkolos HaBanoim, okay, fine, is misfas hagei litachtiso, enu yored kenegdo, it won't go straight down, kenegdo, enu yored bekav yashar, and therefore, we're going to say makadrin begei, begai she'efshar lehavlio. However, again, turning now again to Nun Ches Amid Beis, if it's so steep, that the mishkoles will be directly below him as he drops it down and it reaches the bottom of the guy, then in that case, then ein hashipua mesalko litzdodim. Okay, so what exactly does he do in this case? So in that case, he can't go possibly, it's not possible for him to go down to the Shipua, meaning the slope of the gay, because he would just go straight down. So rather what he does is modido medida yofa. In other words, he's only going to be moded that straight line. He's going to circumvent the whole need for what we call lekadrin, to measure the downward slope, you know, the subterranean part of the ditch. He doesn't have to do that with the four amos and four amos all that we described in the case of Kidur. He could cut that out. And all he needs is a medida that goes straight down. As we said, he drops this chevel with a mishkoles, and that becomes a straight line, it hits the bottom. And then at that point, there's a flat area on the bottom, so he measures that flat area. And then he's got himself on the other side of the guy, right? Because one side of the guy was that straight line going from north to south, meaning vertically from up to bottom. And the other side of the guy is just that area which is flat on the ground. And then he starts his medida on the other side of this guy. So let's say, for example, if you would imagine that he started his medida on the outskirts of the city, he already measured 1,000 amos. Now, he drops this line down, and what happens is, as he drops this line down, he hits the bottom with a mashkoles, measures that bottom across. Let's say, for example, it's another 50 amma on the bottom. And on the other side of the mountain, I shouldn't say the mountain, because again, we're talking about a ditch. He's got another, let's say, 950 amma. So if he adds 950 to his 45, he's got another 1,000 amma. That's going to be the end of his Trum Shabbos. And this is a great kula, because what basically we're allowing him, instead of measuring the entire slope, going down and then the slope going up, we're going to measure simply the flat area on the bottom of this ditch that sort of connects one side of the ditch to the other, which, as we said, is only 50 amos. And again, the smaller the measurement, then the larger the tchum. So this is a big kula. So the Gemara now tries to clarify what kind of a ditch are you talking about? V'kama omko shel gai. In other words, when are we going to allow for this kula when there's a certain depth to the guy? And the answer is, Omer Rav Yosef Alpayin, 2,000 amma, which means up to 2,000 amma. If this gay is more than 2,000 amma deep, then we're not going to allow such a kula. And then we're going to require what we called before as makadro. Esve Abaye, Abaye asks the following question. We have a brice that says, Amok mea v'rochav chamishim avlio v'im laveno mavlio. This brice seems to assume that if the depth of this guy is 100 amma, not 2,000 amma, but 100 amma, then ein mavlio. Then you don't have to do this whole business of havla. And this is against Rav Yosef. So the Gemara answers, Hu di Omar, meaning Rav Yosef, who says that, we give it an omek of 2,000 amma, di omek acherim. He holds like the sheet of acherim who disagree with the Tanakhama. The Sanya, we have a brisa that says, acherim omrim afilu amok alpayim v'rochav chamishim mavlio. So Rav Yosef now reflects the shita of the Acherim. Okay. Again, there are tons of commentaries here that we're just trying to, navigate through the daf. Ika Diamri, others have a different transmission of Rav Yosef. Omar Rav Yosef afilu yaser me'alpayim. Even if the gay is deeper than 2,000 amma. Keman delo ketanakam velo kacherim. You know, it's there to machlokas whether it was 100 amma or 2,000 amma. No one said it was more than 2,000 amma. So the Gemara answers, Hasam, with regard to the machlokas between the tanakam and acherim, that's called a guy she'ein chut ha-mishkolos yored kenegdo. Which means that the weight on the bottom of this chevel is a little bit further in, which means that the slope of this gay is not so steep. And it means you could really walk down the slope. And if that be the case, we're going to ask you to measure down the slope. Unless, again, it's not 100 amma or 2,000 amma, according to the various shitas. Hacha, here, when Rav Yosef is addressing a case of a guy which is very, very steep, Bechut HaMashkolos Yorid Kenegdo, we said that the weight at the bottom of this chevel takes you straight down, which means that you can't walk down, this mountain because you'll fall, it's so steep. And there the Rabbani gave you the kula that, you could do this kind of havla, just measuring, as we said, the bottom flat part of the guy on the bottom. The Gemara says, "V'chi ein chut mamashkolas yorid kenegdo ad kama." In other words, what distance does he stand at from the Sfas Hagai, Omravimi Arba Amos? V'chein Toni Ramach Yecheskel Arba Amos. So he stands at a distance of 4 amos away from the Sfas Hagai, and that's where he drops down his rope with the Mashkolas on the bottom. So when I gave you an example before that the bottom is 50 amma, we really have to add another 4 amma. In other words, when he leaves the boundary of the city for 1,000 amma, then he would give another 4 amma that we measure, which is the distance between where he stands and where he drops the rope. Add that to 50 amma. So you're already at 54 amma. So then you're going to have to assume that the measurement on top, on the other side of the guy is going to be 956 amma, or 946 amma. All right. Now the Mishnah says, "Higia lahar mavlio v'chozel midoso." Omar Rava lo shanu, when the Chachamim said that mavliim har, if the har is less than 50 amma or makajin oso, if it's more than 50 amma, ele bahara mislaket asara mitoch arba. That means before he would walk 4 amos in the slope, he would already be standing, as he goes up this mountain, at a height of 10 tfachim. So that means that the slope of this mountain is zakuf. Zakuf means it's very, you know, it's very steep. It's at a very small angle. And therefore it's not... Noach lehiluch. It's not something that you'd be comfortable to walking on, and therefore they gave him the kula of lavlio olakodro. Aval bahara mislaket asar mitoch hamesh. In other words, until he reaches 10 tfachim high, he has to walk 5 amos, which means that it's a much less steep slope. It's more spread out, so to speak. So the shipua, the slope, is not zakuf, it's not so vertical, and it's noach lahalachbo. Therefore, they didn't give him the kula, but rather modo medida yofa. He's going to have to measure the entire slope of this mountain in a regular medid, as if it was straight earth, flat earth. Rav Huna breid Rav Nosan masni lekula. He has the statement of Rava with a kula, and that is Omar Rava lo shanu. When did the Chachamim say that he needs havla or kidur? That's el bahar mislaket asar mitoch hamesh. So it's not so sharp of a slope, and therefore the Chacham required havla or kidur. Aval bahar mislaket asar mitoch arba. If it's a very steep slope, then omdo b'holichlo. All he has to do is he has to evaluate what he thinks would be the width of this mountain from one side to the other, and then he continues his medida on the other side of the mountain. The Mishnah says that when he reaches a har mavlio v'chozer l'midaso, bilvad shelo yetzei chutz l'tchum, but in his measurement he should never go beyond the tchum of the ear of 2,000 amai taimor. And where it says, Omar Rav Kahana, Shemi Yomru, if somebody sees these surveyors standing outside the Tchum, he may come to the mistaken conclusion, Midas Tchum in Balakan, that the extent of the Tchum of the city reaches even as far as this area which is outside of 2,000 amos. The Mishnah says, Im Eino Yochel Lehavlio. So we had a quote from Rav Yanai, Rabbi Dostoy, in the name of Rabbi Meir, and that was Shamati Shemekadrin Baharim, Tod Rabbanan Ketzad Mekadrin, Tachton, the one who's standing, holding on to the Schevel on the bottom of the mountain, is Keneged Libo, he's holding on to the rope parallel to his chest, at chest level, HaElyon, the one who's above him, four amos higher, is Keneged Magaliosov. He's going to bend down and catch the Hevel on the foot level, so that the Hevel is really going on a straight line, as opposed to if the second guy would be catching the Hevel on chest level, it would be a slope, an angle, as we said before, that would extend and lengthen the Medida. Omer Abai Naktinon She'ein Mekadrin El Bechevel Shel Arba Amos. The Kidur, we were told, this is the Masoris, is four Amos. Omer Av Nachman, Omer Rabba Bar Avua, Ein Mekadrin Lo Biegla Rufa Velo Beori Miklop Nei She'ein Shel Torah. Right, we said that there are three different categories of Medida. There's the Egla Rufa to determine which is the city that's closest to the corpse. And then there's the Ir Miklot, where the Rotzeach runs to the Ir Miklot. And he there gets protected from the Gol Adam, who's not allowed to touch him. And again, we give him the Tchum of the city. He doesn't have to actually, to be protected, he doesn't have to enter into the city itself, but rather into the tchum of the city. But here in these medidos, we are not going to be mekil, and we're not going to allow for makadrin. We are going to have the absolute requirement of medida. There's no room for leniency, because here we're talking about a medida shel Torah. Only in the case of tchumin, and our Gemara reflects the sheet that tchumin is the Rabbanon, there the Rabbanon would mekil with the medida, and they allowed it for Avla and for Kidur. And we now go on to the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Ches Amid Beis. Ein modedim ela min amumcha. The medida has to be done by an expert. He's a baki in medida. Riba lemakom echer u'miyet lemakom acher. In other words, when he was measuring the tchum ha'ir on one side, that had two different places to it. For example, let's say you have the, we'll call it the northeastern corner. And when he got to the southeastern corner, he came up with a different medida, so that he was marbe the tchum on one of these two places, one of these two points, more than the other point, is shomin lemakom shariba. Now it's will be koveh the tchum based on the Mida of Riba, even though he was Memait in another place. In other words, we're going to be Mekil, and we're going to allow for Makom Shariba, that place which expands the Tchum. Riba Liechad Umiyat Liechad Shomim Limeruba. In other words, if two different people were involved in surveying the Tchum Shabbos in that place, one of them ended up with a larger tchum than his friend, we're going to accept the one that had a larger tchum, again, to be mekil. Afilu eved vafilu shifcha nemonim lomar ad kan tchum Shabbos. If, let's say, nobody remembers exactly where they measured the tchum Shabbos, we can rely on the testimony of an eved or a shifcha, even though normally we don't rely on the testimony of an eved or a shifcha, but here the Ravada were mekil, and they said we could rely on the evidence shift. We don't have to do our own medida. We could trust them to record exactly what was the medida, what was the point in which the Tchum Shabbos ended. And all this is because Shalom Omru Chachamim Esadover El Lahakil. Because when it comes to Tchum in Lo Omru Esadover Lahachmir El Lahakil, they didn't want to be Machmir in the Yisrael Tchum, and they wanted to be Mekil. This was a Gzeret Chacham, that a person shouldn't go Chutz L'Tchum, and therefore they established it that we don't have to be Machmir in these Dinim, but rather we could be Mekil. And that leads us to the Gemara on the top of Nun Tes Amud Aleph. So we're going to stop here. Just to review the Gemara on the bottom of Nun Ches Amud Aleph with the English translation, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Lo Shanu. When we spoke about Kidur, that's only Elisha'en Chut HaMishkolis Yored Kenegdo. when a plumb line, he calls it, that was that straight line that he dropped from the top of the gay of the guy, would not descend straight down. So that means that the slope deflects the plumb line when it's dropped from the top of the valley. And it's clear that the valley walls are not vertical. And therefore their slopes must be pierced. Just one second. Now, on the top of Nun Chesam and Beis, but if the plumb line would descend straight down, so that means the incline of the wall is so steep that the plumb line would fall less than 4 amos out from the top of the valley. Is modedin medida yofa. He measures the valley properly along its floor, and he ignores its walls. So he's not required to measure the valley walls by piercing them, since they are so steep as to be nearly or virtually vertical. It's sufficient for him to measure to the edge of the valley, descend and measure the floor of the valley, and then ascend and continue measuring the tchum from the other side of the valley. And this is the case if the valley is wider than 50 amma, so that it can only be measured by piercing. However, if the valley is narrow enough to be spanned, then he needs havla to measure the two sides of the valley. Now he writes here that the Gemara explains that any slope which does not deflect the plumb line by 4 amos from the line of the top of the valley is treated as vertical. Thus the requirement to measure the slope by piercing applies only to a valley wall whose base extends more than 4 amos out from its rim. That's the Safa that we mentioned before. And the Gemara now goes back, and here on Nun Chesamid Beis, to the ruling that a valley which is no wider than 50 amos may be spanned. And that's called Havla, meaning that that he stands on the two sides. For Kama Omko Shel Gai, how deep is the valley to qualify for Havla? And Rav Yosef says 2,000 amos. If the valley is any deeper, it must be measured by piercing rather than by spanning. He says here that since 2,000 amos equal a full tchum area, the rabbis considered a valley which is deeper than 2,000 amos to be an independent area. Thus, they did not permit it to be spanned. Its walls must be measured by piercing. This contradicts Rav Yosef that a valley may be spanned and you can do the Havla as long as it's less than 2,000 amos deep. And who diomikachirim, Rav Yosef rules like the opinion of the achirim, which is usually Rabbi Meir, as it says in the Gemara in Masechta Horios. And the Gemara says that Rav Yosef's case is different from the case which is the subject of Achlokas Shin Tanakama and the Acherim. Hossam, there the Brisa is dealing with a valley in which the plumb line does not descend straight down. In other words, the walls incline moderately. But Hacha, here Rav Yosef is dealing with a valley in which the plumb line descends straight down. Since the walls are vertical and therefore it's inaccessible, he permits the spanning the valley no matter how deep it is. Although a surveyor may estimate the width of a very steep wall, which is difficult to span, there is never a case in which he estimates the width of the valley, no matter how steep it is. Therefore, it is not so difficult
to span it. Okay, so this is where we're going to end. And Amir Tzim, tomorrow we begin on Daf Nun Tet.